USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tropical storm Claudette is pounding parts of the Gulf Coast with heavy rain and strong winds. After pushing towards the central Gulf Coast on Friday evening, Claudette then formed inland over southeastern Louisiana overnight. The storm was packing sustained winds of 45 miles per hour. Officials along the Gulf Coast have issued tropical storm warnings. They say flooding is a major component of the storm. Officials say if there's water on the roadway, don't drive through it. Sad news from the White House today. President Biden tweeted that his dog Champ, the eldest of the Biden's two German shepherds, passed away peacefully at their home. The Biden family saying, quote, "Our family lost our loving companion Champ today. He was our constant, cherished companion during the last 13 years. This is USA Radio News.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
With 45% of the total U.S. population vaccinated, there's growing concerns about the Delta variant as COVID-19 vaccination rates slow down. Hospitalization numbers are increasing again. Celeste Winters is a respiratory therapist at the University of Rochester Medical Center in upstate New York.
I am still putting patients on life support machines because they're non-vaccinated and becoming very ill.
Juneteenth celebrations are underway across America. The day is recognized for the first time as a national holiday. Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee presided over the Juneteenth bill this week in its final House vote.
A little child will ask, what is Juneteenth in 2025? And someone will be able to say, America had a brutal history of slavery, but yet on this day, we were able to be free.
The holiday commemorates the day in 1865 when the last slaves in Texas were told they were freed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden has lifted a 25% tariff on Scotch whiskey and other goods being imported from the European Union. The tariffs were imposed by the administration of former President Donald Trump during a 17-year trade dispute with the European Union over aerospace subsidies and were estimated to cost the Scotch industry about $830 million in exports. The United States and European Union ended the aerospace dispute when they reached a 5-year truce this week. The U.S. is the largest market for Scotch whiskey exports. Florida's governor takes on the CDC and wins. Here's USA's Mike Fortier reporting.
A federal judge Friday ruling in favor of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. DeSantis suing to stop the CDC from requiring that cruise ships only take on passengers who can prove they have been fully vaccinated. The judge rules the CDC exceeded its authority. While it may be a legal victory for DeSantis, it may not be a victory for the cruise industry. Steve Geller is the mayor of Broward County, the home of Port Everglades.
I've spoken with leaders of the cruise industry. They have told me they don't think their passengers will go on cruise ships unless they know the passengers have been vaccinated, passengers and crew.
So starting July 18th, the CDC's vaccine requirement for cruise ships becomes just a recommendation. The CDC has until July 2nd to appeal. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.